All right, Tim, I'll start it, okay? At Don Cherry's Grapevine, how am I doing so far?
Sounds good.
All right. Tim, we got to talk about the Canadian division. I mean, that is unbelievable, the Canadian division. If they have the Canadian division, the TV ratings can go up. Can you imagine? You know, the owners like it, too. You know why the owners like it.
Yeah, it'll be less travel.
Yeah, less travel. 40% less travel. The owners like that right off the bat.
Well, one of the reasons they were thinking of doing that is because now they don't have to cross the border.
Yeah,
and they don't know what they don't know.
Like, January 1st, I think it is.
Right, but they don't know if you're going to cross the border. Do you have to quarantine for 14 days or anything? So they're splitting them up into four divisions and one being.
Can you imagine coming into Toronto? I live in Toronto. Come in here. You're going to see McDavid at least three or four times. How many times?
Well, I was reading different things, and they were talking about they would play each other eight times for. You know, four at home, four on the road.
Unbelievable.
So that's, what, 64 games they'd play.
Now, I'm not knocking Nashville. And I'm not knocking Carolina. But who would you dread to see? McDavid and Dreisaitl? And
but do you, like, the one thing that I think that's been missing in hockey has been the rivalries.
Oh, that, can you imagine? You know, I played in a long time, played 16 years, and we played with six teams. And you knew rivalries are great. And boy, can you imagine? I mean, Vancouver coming in with all those young guys. That Schmidt, you know, Tim, you went on television, and the people in Vancouver think that they're going to be worse off. And they
we went on Twitter and we did a vote saying which team of each team saying do you think on Twitter vote do you think they'll be better, worse, or the same, and.
Why would the people of Vancouver, when they get a guy like Holtby, I mean, goaltending is, well, all you have to do is take a look at the, why would they think that? Why would they?
Well, they're mad that they lost.
Toffoli?
Toffoli. And that seems to be the main thing.
But they gained Schmidt, the defenseman.
Defense is everything, right?
Defense is everything. That's what you win on. I mean, if you got a system and you got a good defense, that's what you win on. At least prove that. And, you know, but anyhow, how could they think that Vancouver, to have that Schmidt, just getting that Schmidt, and then they got Holtby on top. I think Benning's doing a great job. And they're going to be one of the powerhouses next year. If everybody plays, if the young guys play, you know, the young guys play there the way they played last year, I mean, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I think Vancouver is going to be one of the powerhouses of the whole division.
Yeah. And, well, then if we go through that, the fans voted, about 5,000 fans voted, and they think that the Flames are better off.
Well, they got Markstrom. They're going on the goaltender. You get a goaltender like Markstrom, I mean, he can win games by himself if he plays the same way. Boy, what do you give him, a 7-year contract?
Yeah, big dough. Yeah. And then the other guy that they just signed, again, from Vancouver, that you liked was Josh Levo.
I like Levo. If Levo plays regular on the first three lines, he'll get 22 goals easy. I mean, this guy has the touch, and he'll get, if they play him, but, you know, somehow he ends up in the fourth line all the time.
Do you believe, Dad, in these long-term contracts? Like, when you coached, was there any player that you had a long-term contract?
No, I had the guys that had long-term contracts would play for nothing. The true. Gretzky kind of guy would play for nothing. Crosby would play for nothing. Bobby Orr would play for nothing. But you sign some of these guys, I don't care who you are. You get a 7-year contract.
Especially a goalie, don't you think, too?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. But a 7-year contract, I don't care. I went every year with no contract, and I was hungry every year. I used to see
you're
the guy.
You're only making $5,000, though.
Yeah, but as you said, you had to
make it every year.
Every year you had to make the team.
And you know what? You get a 7-year contract, I don't care who you are.
You unless just show you're, up.
Yeah, well, we'll see. But Markstrom, I think he looks like a guy that has a little pride. Edmonton, now they're going to be the same. They figure what they say?
Yeah, about 4,000 people voted, and they said that it's a split. They're either a little bit better or the same. They really didn't do much, I don't think.
Unless they didn't do much, but I'll tell you one thing. They got McDavid. I don't know. You know what, Tim? Of all the things in hockey, and I follow it pretty closely. That's my life. I can't believe that McDavid wasn't even nominated for anything.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody, would somebody please explain that to me? He's the best hockey player in the world. There's nobody. He plays reckless. Nobody plays like him. Bobby Orr used to play like him. They say, Bobby, we're up. Well, why do you? He says, that's the way I play. He has to play that way. I don't understand it. Anyhow, Leafs are going to be better off. Better. They should be better. Yeah. They're bigger.
They're older.
There's another team. I won't go through it again. They drafted every guy they drafted in their draft. They drafted all Europeans and an American, and every one they signed is a big guy. Thornton's big. He's 6'5". Simmons is a big guy. He's about 6'2".
Well, he balanced it off. He signed all the older Ontario guys and drafted all the young European guys.
I figure, I guess. So, Ottawa got to be better off. I wish they hadn't lost that defenseman. What's his name?
I forget. The guy that hits all the time.
Yeah, I really liked him.
He went to Nashville.
Yeah, he went to Nashville. I really liked him. Anyhow.
But they'll be better off with Murray.
I'll tell you one thing. The Canadians will be good. They got that Jake Allen. I mean, I've always liked him. And he's a backup. I tell you one thing. If I was Price, I'd play hard, because if this guy gets a chance, this Jake Allen, he's a good goaltender.
Him. And then the Jets, everybody thought that they were going to be a little bit, either they're the same or worse.
I don't know. They lost a lot of guys. Without Bufflin, they got a good coach. And Maurice, and maybe you can put magic again. I don't know. Yeah. They didn't trade Lane, so.
Well, we'll see what happens. But Dad, I just want to shout out to our sponsor, okay. Don Cherry's Sports Grill. There's about 18 of them across Canada. And we want to say special hello to Perry Sound, Tim Turner and the staff. Say hello to
Bobby
them
Orr.
That's from
I wish
Bobby
they had
Orr.
A better sign of Bobby.
And if you go up in Perry Sound and go stop in the Don Cherry's on Tuesday night swing night and go see the Bobby Orr Museum.
I was in there. I dropped in. After, and they didn't know, nobody even likes me. And they were afraid to come up and talk. And then when they did, remember I dropped in there after, and yeah, I was
we go every year when Bobby has his golf tournament.
Yeah.
We go up every year, you and I. We have a lot of fun driving up, driving down the same day, and we have a lot of fun. So we dropped in. I mean, you feel sort of bad when you're in the city and you don't stop in.
Remember, nobody come up and talk to me or anything for a while there, and I thought, gee, they're mad at me. And then when they did, but they're great people. But yeah, you know, getting back to the Canadian, we'll
get back to the Canadian teams. But just the one thing I thought was kind of cool, because we were just talking that Tuesday night swing night on Perry Sound, that you were. Wings, people don't realize that way back in the day, long, long time ago, wings were a throwaway part of the chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody used to eat them. And you went to the original, what was the bar called?
Anchor Bar.
Anchor Bar in Buffalo. And they were the original ones that started buying all the wings.
That's why they call them Buffalo Wings.
So I remember with the Boston Bruins, the guy said, Grapes, we're going to a bar. You got to come along. Got to see this bar. And I said, well, okay, I'll go along. And we got to the bar, and there's a lineup out the front, a little wee bar, you know. So, where are you guys going? And we went to the back door in the kitchen. They knocked on the door and opened up, and you know, they knew Wayne Cashman and all the guys. So we're walking through the kitchen to the back, and there is a mother. There was a mom, they call her mom, and she was making buffalo. She was making the wings. And so we went out, they had a little corner. I stayed for a while, but that's where the Buffalo Anchor, at the
Anchor
Bar. So
that's probably the first time you ever had wings was there.
Well, I don't remember. I don't even if I had a wing.
Because you and Mom in Quebec used to have chicken back, she said.
Well, when I was in Springfield, we didn't have much money, unfortunately. I wasn't making much. Well, I was making $4,500, I guess. People on welfare were making more. But anyhow, Rose and I used to eat chicken packs, and they used to sell chicken packs, and they were really good. She used to put rosemary on, and never ate wings. I mean, I think they were throwaway.
They didn't back then. People never used to eat
them. How much meat could possibly be on?
There was
back.
A lot. There
it
was.
It would be dark meat, right?
It was. I don't know.
Like a thigh.
But the way Rose used to do them, that we used to have the chicken wings, and we used to have chicken backs.
That's because they were cheap.
Yeah, nobody ever wanted chicken backs.
Another throwaway.
Yeah. Wes used to make good meal. Yeah. No, but let's get back to that. I'd like to, you don't cross the border, which is good, the Canadian division.
Yeah.
You see McDavid more, I say McDavid, am I in love with the McDavid
Sounds
or what?
Sounds like it.
Yeah, it does. All Canadian teams, which is good. You know, you'll see Ottawa coming in. Ottawa will be better. And you'll see all Canadian teams, which, you know, I sometimes we go, you'd see, I mean, I'm not knocking some of the teams that come in here, but they're good. You get in about February when they can't, you know, they're going through the motions. Every game will be a 4-point game. And there's no weak teams. Like used to be, if maybe 10 years ago, we used to have. There's no weak team in the Canadian division now, boy. Four pointers. They'll be dog eat dog.
So for people that don't know what a 4-point game is if there's like Toronto, Montreal wins. If Toronto wins, that's 2 points that they gain, and that's 2 points that Montreal loses. So that's a 4-point game.
And you will not see any. You'll not see guys going through the motions. Every game will mean something, and if you don't mean it, you won't be playing.
Well, as we say, it'll kind of bring back some rivalries.
Oh, I mean, boy, I love rivalries.
A quick funny story. I remember I was at a golf tournament. This was a while back when Nashville was about 10 years into the season. So we were at a golf tournament, and they had platinum Toronto Maple Leaf tickets up for auction. So some guy, you know, platinum, you know, they were right along the glass. They were right along the glass.
Oh boy.
So some guy.
And they were up for auction?
They were up for auction. And they were bidding, bidding this guy. This guy had a few beers and he was bidding. He probably bid too much. So I think he bid like $3,000 on these tickets. And he was all excited. So the guy goes, yes, he goes, you've got platinum tickets right along the ice for the Toronto Maple Leafs and Nashville. And the guy goes, Nashville. Do they have a hockey team?
Yeah.
I spent $3,000 to see Nashville. He goes, you give me $1 million, I couldn't name two guys on Nashville.
Can I tell you a funny story? I remember when I left Boston, I got with Colorado, and I was down on Wolf Island, and I was driving to Toronto. So I stopped off at this Esso spot, and a kid was filling out, or I was standing there, and a kid. Hi, Mr. Cherry. I'm sorry you lost your job in Boston. So I said, he said, well, who are you going to coach this year? And I said, Colorado Rockies. Oh, he says, are they in the National Hockey League? Little did I know, it's the same guy with Nashville. Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not knocking Nashville. I'm not knocking Colorado. I'm not knocking those teams that come in. But can you imagine? You're going to see McDavid. You're going to see Ottawa. You're going to see.
Well, hopefully, like the Toronto Ottawa will build up, and you'll get the. Imagine the Battle of Alberta will get going again.
Calgary and Alberta Edmonton going, and Vancouver going to be a powerhouse. Two good goalies.
So okay, Dad. Everybody's going to want to know who's going to be in first place.
Holy smokes! I don't know. I really don't.
No, you got to pick one. You got to pick somebody.
Oh, all right. I got to pick one guy. All right, I'll say Calgary.
You think Calgary will be in first?
I'm banking on Markstrom that I'd say Calgary end up in first. So you can laugh at me at the end. But I think they've got the good team. They've got now that all he needed was a real hot goaltender. And if he's 7-year contract, kind of bothers me. But I guess they had to get him. But I'd say Calgary.
Yeah, regular.
Who are you going to take?
I think regular season you'll pick the Leafs, but. Playoff time, who knows? And what do you think, Cindy?
Vancouver. No, you guys are always going on about their goalies and stuff, so I'll vote for. I wish Toronto would do well, but
it'd be interesting. Like they talked about the division, but I haven't seen anything. What would happen in the playoffs? Like I don't know if there would be a playoff within the division, and then the winners of the two divisions go into the semifinals.
I don't know.
I don't know what.
I haven't seen anything, but that. Anyhow, I like the Canadian division, the TV. I know Sportsnet will be, they'll be rubbing their hands every Saturday night. It'll be jammed.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, so now we have a fan question, and this is from Dave from Sudbury. You played with Al Arbor. That was in Rochester.
You loved it in Sudbury. You and Mom, do you remember?
Oh, I remember Sudbury. I remember snow, and I remember getting the big igloos, and we'd have caves under the snowplows, piles and everything. I love Sudbury.
Remember we went out, and we hung up four pieces of bread on string. Remember that?
Yeah.
It was so cold, the birds never... And I remember you used to watch Bill and Ben, Flower Pot Men.
That's right.
And
the other one, the Friendly Giant.
Friendly Giant. Yeah, remember the Friendly Giant? And I used to sit and watch those after practice all the time in a big chair. And I remember Rose and I sleep. We had a big double bed. And the guy put on plastic on the mattress.
Did we ever tell the story about you about the Friendly Giant and that you the lady comes
oh,
up?
Oh, yeah.
That's a funny story.
But people don't know. There's a generation that doesn't know who the Friendly
He's
Giant
is. He's dead now, eh?
Yeah.
I think he passed, but it was
Bob Horner, I think his name
I
was.
I forget his name, but it was really a popular kid
oh,
show.
Oh, that was really
funny. And then
Bill and Ben was the one, and the Flower Pot Man.
Right. That's so you're in an airport. And remember, and someone comes up to you with their mother, with their older mother, and asks you.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I forget. And she come up, and it's, I don't know, you tell a story.
Well, so Dad's in the airport, and he's at his peak of Coach's Corner and the whole deal, and this man comes, older man, but he has his mother come up, his older mother. And he goes, Ma, you remember who this guy is? And she's looking and figuring it out. He goes, you've watched him on TV all the time. And Dad's getting all ready to take a picture and sign the lady's autograph and all this. And she goes, yeah, you're the Friendly Giant. And you know what, Dad? You do look like him. You have the same haircut.
Yeah.
And
I had a lot of hair back in those days.
You did. So getting back to Dave's question, it was about you played with Al Arbor, and did you
call him Radar?
Radar. Oh, right. That's Radar, right? Yeah. Did you think he was going to be a good coach, and did he really wear glasses all the time?
He wore glasses all the time. And they used to call him Radar because that's the only way he could play. He didn't know what was going on. I remember one time, Daryl Sly and I were always on defense together, and he was with Larry Hillman. Larry Hillman was a great defenseman too. He went up the National Hockey League to Toronto the next year and played in the first line of the defense. I never could figure that out. Anyway,
so everyone was going to the NHL, and you were staying in Rochester.
I just stayed. And I remember one time I played with Hillman, and we were on for four straight goals, and it was all his fault. Sorry, Larry, but they were his fault.
Yes.
And I got benched. And I went to Crozier, and I said, wait a minute. I get benched, and I said, Larry Hillman, it was all his fault. He says, yeah, I know there was fault. And I said, well, how come I get benched? He said, he might play better with somebody else. And I got benched. Anyhow, I remember Daryl. Coming over to the, I remember I got out, went off first.
So you guys were changing.
We're changing. And Al started to clean his glasses. And Daryl, come on.
He was always wiping his glasses.
Yeah, he was all.
They were fogging up.
I remember one time he was like a dummy. He stuck out a stick and the puck ran right up his stick and cut him right between the eyes. And he came to the bench and his glasses were all blood.
That must have been a sight.
Oh, that was really sick. And he was all blood. It was blood all over the place. Now, I wrote down a few things. Oh, we should tell a story about Jimmy McKinney.
Yeah. Okay. Well, most people will remember Al Arbor as winning
his coach,
four Stanley Cups.
Four Stanley Cups.
Of course, we always have a different take on players.
Yeah.
How we remember them is always different.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wrote a few things down. Sudbury, Ontario, come from. He coached over 600 games. He had 781 victories. You suck it to Scotty Bowman. Four Stanley Cups. He won four Stanley, and you know it really did. I played. Everybody knew them then. I played for the Windsor Spitfires. I came from Barrie, and I played. I played junior with him in the OHL. Yeah.
Did he wear glasses then?
Yeah, he wore glasses then too.
Really, in junior.
Yeah, he wore. He always had glasses.
And remember, folks, no helmet.
No shield or anything.
No shield.
Just breakable glasses. Just,
yeah, I'm sure they weren't shatterproof either.
No, I don't. I never thought of him playing with glasses. You know, he just played glasses. And then he retired after 14 years and 600 games. He played six. He knew how to play. And he went, I think they made him coach in the expansion team, St. Louis. And then he went to the New York Islanders, and that's where he really shone. I mean, the players just loved him. And, you know, he was a great coach.
So did you know he was going to be a good coach?
You know, it's a funny thing. When Joe Crozier, who was the coach, had to go somewhere, he'd make Al, you know, he was like the assistant. And we go, oh, no. Because he'd work us harder than Crozier. I don't know why he did it, but you could tell he was going to be. But he was a great guy. Should I tell a story about the time? I'll tell you a story. I hope I can remember it perfectly. We had a tough time all the time getting babysitters. And this mother didn't want her daughter to have anything to do with the hockey players because they're rough guys and everything. And Al wasn't like that at all. He very rarely had a beer. But one time, they hired him, and mother says, well, I don't know, a hockey player. So young girl, she was about 12 or 13, and correct me if I'm wrong on this. I know I told the story a long time ago. So Al come home, you know, he had a few beers and everything, and he went, he went to pick up some apples or something, and he tripped, and he fell, and he cut himself. So the little girl, he's going to get the money, and tell me if I made a mistake in this. But the little girl came, and here's Al with all blood running down all like, and that little girl ran all the way home. I never forgot. She never was babysitter again. Our reputation as hockey players went down. And I remember Claire, his wife, they never had a television, and I had an old television. Imagine, and an old television, black and white.
And you were the hero with the television.
Yeah, I had two televisions, but one of them. And I remember giving Claire, imagine, we weren't making money, and I give him an old black and white, and that's what Claire and him watched, and the kids watched, this my old black and white. Anyhow, I knew Al, and he was a great coach. I mean, he was second to Scotty, he's got to be a good coach.
But you should tell them, he was kind of like, he was mentoring the young guys in Rochester,
right.
And you had the wild man, Jimmy McKinney, the one.
Oh, he wasn't wild. Well, he was wild. He was wild in junior, but he was good. He was supposed to, him and Bobby Orr come along at the same time. And he was supposed to, it was a neck and neck, who was going to be great, greater, him or Bobby Orr.
Jimmy McKinney or Bobby Orr, they comparing the two, coming out of junior.
Yeah. So, and Toronto really had a good club. They'd won the Stanley Cup and the whole deal. And I remember we're at the Westbury Hotel, which is right behind the Toronto Maple Leaf Gardens. And Al was playing for Rochester, and he was laying in bed and with his hands behind his back. I'll never forget it. And Jimmy was standing up at the end, and Jimmy had a couple, and Al had a couple. And he said, listen, Jimmy, you listen to me, and you can make the National Hockey League. You know, I thought that was pretty good. And he says, you listen to what I do. And Jimmy McKinney talked, what? What am I going to do? Make the National Hockey League and roll around the ice, block shots like you? No way. Well, I went right to the floor, and Al looked at me. I think he was with a guy named Jimmy Corrigan. Jimmy McKinney doesn't touch a drop now.
So how did he get the name, like a lot of people know him around Toronto, as Howie?
Howie got the name Howie was Howie Young. Was a wild man that was his hero, was Howie Young. And anyhow, that's why they call him Howie. Jimmy McKinney was, he goes around now and, you know, talks to people that take drugs and everything. And he was great on television. I remember when he first came on television, Rose and I would be home. And we would, come on, Jimmy, you can do it.
He was on City TV. And I remember, Moses Amer hired him to do the sports. And oh boy, were we rooting for him.
Oh, and come on, Jimmy. And you could see the sweat coming out. And at the end, he did local television.
Great. Yeah.
He was great on TV.
He was. I never missed him.
Yeah. And all. But can I tell you my memories of Al Arbor?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, just before you go, Sandy, I've just got to mention our other sponsors, Bread.ca. So they're a First Nations owned online casino.
Okay, Tim, can I ask you a question?
I am.
I want to make a bet. Mm-hmm. All right. I say I want to make a bet. Say I got an extra $20.
Right.
And I want to make a bet. Yeah. What? How do I get on that? How do I get on that? What
you go on. You go on the computer. Spreads.
Computer.
Spreads.ca.
What is it?
Spreads. SPREADS.ca. Spreads.ca.
Yeah.
And then you log in.
I say I want to bet $20.
Well, you got to log in. You got to put your name and your email address.
I'm pretty stupid on those
and
things.
All this. So then you put it in, and then you got to make a deposit. So
how do you make the deposit?
Well, you get your credit card, or you get
all want your credit card.
Your credit card or your PayPal or whatever, and then you say, you know, I want to put $20 into my kitty, right? Basically.
What's a kitty? Like, what do you mean?
A kitty, like your pot, right? Oh, like money that you like your this is so they hold that for you. And then you can go on to the sports bet, and then you click on what you want to do. Yeah. And so, let's say, you know, like last night, I bet on the Dodgers.
Nice.
Yes, and I bet on the Dodgers.
And Tampa Bay made a comeback.
Yeah, what a game that was last night. So this is Sunday, so this was Saturday night's game. And then you bet it, and then when the game's over, you go back and you can see on your deposit like how much you have in your kitty.
I often wondered how you get on.
Yeah, so you go on. It's quite easy.
You do the betting for me.
Yeah. So I bet to, I took the Dodgers last night. What a crazy game! It was unbelievable, guys.
I thought, you know, I saw Dodgers laughing, on the bench.
They were up, and they thought they had it in the bag.
It's in the bag. Game's in the bag. And what is it? Mookie Betts. What were you saying?
Mookie Betts, I think the right fielder for the Dodgers, makes more money than the starting lineup for the Tampa Bay Rays.
And they're young guys, and they're hungry. And boy, you know, I saw Dodgers laughing. They're pretty good. And I thought, boy, I wouldn't laugh at that club because they're and who would ever thought? I thought that they had that game wrapped up.
Yeah, and you know, you just get a broken bat single. Guy gets on and walk. Then guy hits an error, and the guys are kicking the ball all around.
Yeah.
So obviously, you sign up, and then
we know how to do it.
Right. So if you go in and sign and use the Grapes promo, they'll match your deposit up to $100 or 100%, up to $500. So if you put $50 in, they'll match it with $50. So you have $100. And they also will let you. They also give you $50 for your first sports bet. So if you wanted to bet on the game on the World Series, go on there and they can give you a $50 free bet.
I don't know who to bet on. Who to win? Who's going to win that, Tim? Who do you say is going to win the World Series?
I think Dodgers are going to win. I think Kershaw is going to come back, and they're not going to be Kershaw.
I don't bet you they won't be laughing on the bench again.
No. So, and then you get 15 free spins and to win some big dough. And then again, you get a $25 free bet on the sports bet. So,
well, we hope they do good. They're a Canadian company. And,
that's what everybody wants to do now, support their local Canadian businesses. So, so we'll get back to Al Arbor. You have a good Al Arbor story.
You have to remember when you're a kid, you always have your own version of life and everything. So I remember when the Ice Capades used to come to town, it always meant that you would go on about a 2-week road trip because they needed the ice, right? So, and it always seemed to be around Christmas time too.
Well, that's when they draw.
That's when they draw because the kids are out of school and so they draw on this. So it was the last practice before you were taken off. And so all the kids, because we're out of school, all the kids of the players would go down to the rink and watch. Well, and the Ice Capades were in town, so they were watching you guys practice. Yeah. Well, you know, and they were sneering at you, you know, hockey players and all this. So you and Al Arbor were the last on the ice, and you started to imitate figure skaters and
how do we do?
Well, you did really well because you were going around like with on one leg and Al was pulling you around and going you in circles and then you would jump up at the air and of course all the kids were laughing and the Ice Capade people did not think it was funny at all.
So it's like the original Battle of the Blades.
Yes.
Once again,
just like with the Battle of the Blades, they can't believe probably that you guys are as good as skaters as you are.
The ice was different, eh?
Yeah, that was. I remember you were saying that we were just before the first game of the Mississauga Ice Dogs, And before we had our first game, they had an exhibition game or an exhibition of figure skaters, and they did something to the ice that you got mad.
Well, what happens is it's soft, so they don't fall. And when when hockey players play, the ice is hard. When figure skaters are on the ice, it's soft. You can dig in better. And I remember the Mississauga, and they really cut up. They really
because those toe picks must really grind into.
I can't believe the Battle of the Blades when I see some of those players. I'll tell you a story about, and then I know we're going on kind of long, but I'll tell you a story about Bobby Probert. Bobby Probert all year, all summer, practiced on figure skates because they told him he had to go on figure skates. And the only reason I tuned in was because of Ty Domi and Probert. So Probert and then Ty goes, he said, I'm not skating on these skates.
Yeah, well, because he let everyone believe he was going to play by the rules. Yeah, and at Ty, the very last time when he was ready to film it, he threw on his hockey skates.
Yeah, he said, I'm not wearing those skates. And Bobby Probert had worked all summer on to get used to it. And they went out, and Bobby Probert was pretty good, and Ty was terrific. And they cut Ty Probert
for 6 months they've been promoting Probert versus Dom Ty.
And everybody thought he was the greatest guy. I talked to the people there. I was a stupid judge, and they thought Probert was the nicest guy. You know, if you wanted tea, he'd go out and get the pizza and they cut him the first. And the only reason I tuned and him and Ty were the guys that made that show.
Yeah. Oh, they were entertaining. And people forget, you were a judge on that show.
Oh, I was a stupid judge.
Yeah, but you loved everyone. You just hated to knock any player.
No, I didn't want to watch. I mean,
We just got to jump in. For all the American listeners, and we have quite a few, the Battle of the Blades is, because they don't get it down there, get retired hockey players, and I think they're current figure skaters. And they do like doubles routine, and then they vote.
And it's fantastic.
And you can't. And you know what the thing is? We went to see it live, right? Cindy, we think. And you can't believe how fast.
It's a lot faster
they
in person.
Skate in person than on TV. Like in TV, it looks a little bit slower. Yeah. But boy, you go down live. And
care, Tim. You tell me. But tell me the story what the judge said about how
Dick Buttons,
good
I think it was.
The hockey players were compared. This is a really good story. And it's a reality for the figure skaters out there.
Yeah, because it was the older guy that they
Dick Buttons. So
I remember he walked up to you and I was there. He goes, this is a disaster. He goes, this is a disaster. And you look and you go, really? What? Well, why? He goes, oh, this is a disaster. And you go, well, I think the players are doing really good. He goes, really good? They're doing too good. He goes, we got broken down hockey players. He says, we're making us look bad.
Yeah. So you remember Al and I?
Oh, it was just unbelievable. It was one of those childhood memories to see you and Al being figure skaters out there and how good you were. And
two great coaches.
Yeah.
Well, when you think about it, that's true, right? You know, defensemen.
I never thought of that. Two great coaches. Just thought of it now. I'll tell you one last story about Al Arbor and then we're done. And I think I did tell a story about Bobby Miller, eh?
Right.
And you know, I'm going to hurry you through. Bobby Miller was from Billerica, Mass, and everybody was tuned in from Boston to see this guy from Mass. You know, Boston,
first game.
Massachusetts. Yeah, first game, and I was in the island, and I saw looking at the lineup and all that. Then it was John McCauley, God love him, and I'm hurrying it through, and it was Al Arbor. It was Al Arbor who caught the mistake, and.
Yeah, Frosty Forrestal did your
Frosty
lineup.
And I never filled in the lineup. It was Frosty Forrestal, our assistant trainer. But the guy that caught the mistake on the lineup was Al Arbor, right?
Yep.
So about a month later, I caught him in a mistake. And Frosty was just looking for something like Frosty Forrestal. Because I said, no, don't tell me. Tell me in front of the players. And players were, you know, they were still, and he said, Don, I've caught the coach for New York Islanders in a mistake in the final. I said, never mind. We'll beat it without him. Tell him that. We did. We beat them. But he was a great coach. I mean, 4 Stanley Cups and the players loved him.